Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Micah chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Here's what Scripture says. Look, the Lord is coming from his dwelling place. He comes down and he treads on the heights of the earth. The mountains melt beneath him and the valleys split apart, like wax before the fire, like water rushing down a slope. Deism is the view that God is the creator, but he's not directly involved with his creation. In this view, God's like the one who spins the top, but does not interact with its spinning. He is viewed as a divine clockmaker who wound up the clock of creation, and then he just left it to run on its own. The God, little g, of deism is a passive and impersonal God. Thankfully, this is not the God of Scripture. The prophet Micah had no doubt that God got involved in the lives of his people. The phrase, the Lord is coming, is an expression used in the Old Testament to describe God's intervention in history. He does not stand by idly watching a top spin or a clock run down. God works in history. He moves in the lives of world leaders to accomplish his will. And God works in our life as well. He comforts. He encourages us. He confronts us. He instructs us. And he disciplines us as his children. And through his word, God speaks to us. Through his work, God demonstrates his character. Thus, there are deists, those who hold to deism. And then there are practical deists, those who say they believe in a personal God but don't think or feel or act like they do. So how about you? I doubt that you're a deist, but do a quick assessment. Do you practically act like one? Father, thank you for being a personal God who intervenes in history and is active in my life. Help me not to live like a practical deist. Help me acknowledge and feel your presence in my life through all my days. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen.